Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. Maybe locked down in real life, you know, in the physical, but you know what? In radio, well, it's always in the air. So joining us once again to take us about our festive tour of Planet Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy, Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not on lockdown, so I'm good to go, you know. Not to say that we won't be next week, but, you know.
Right. Anything is subject to change. You know, just the ups and downs and just the whole, you know, drama, you know, intrigue, the stat watching, you know. We are truly living through interesting times. That's pretty much how the quote goes, man. And I'm keeping an eye on what's happening here locally, and I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening around, you know, other parts of the country. And I get to talk to you. And you're telling me you guys haven't gone into full freak-out mode yet.
Oh, no. No. You know, like in Detroit, what is the population of Detroit?
That's a good question, man. It's nowhere near a million like it used to be. It's somewhere in the area between 500 and 600,000, somewhere in there, depending on who you believe.
Yeah. I've been wondering why Michigan is on lockdown, because like in New York, where they're stacked on top of each other, the problem in a population center like that is that, you know, people stop being people and they become disease vectors, and they're all around you, coming from the left, coming from the right, behind, in front, and you don't know who's doing what.
Mm-hmm. Well, here in Michigan, man, the population is, I would say, it's all packed into Wayne County, Oakland County, and Macomb County, you know, the big three giant counties in the state. And, of course, that's for all, you know, practical purposes, Metro Detroit, you know, is what they call it. So,
right.
You know, when they break out the stats, they break them out separately. You know, they'll say, okay, Wayne County separate from, you know, Detroit, you know, Detroit is in Wayne County, and then they'll break out the stats on Macomb County, they'll break out the stats on Oakland County. And yeah, we're the largest counties per se in the state, man, and we're having a sizable percentage of cases here, you know, of this COVID business. And
right.
And I'm just watching it play out, man, you know, no death is, you know, a welcome sight. You know, I believe the last stats I looked at statewide, I believe we've had 60 deaths so far. So, you
know. Now, I don't, you know, the one thing about this that I don't want to make light of this, right, of this, mm-hmm. because I know the problem with this is how contagious it is. And the other problem with this is they don't have a vaccine for it. They don't haven't figured out how to stop it. They don't even, it's hard for them to detect it, right? It's right. Almost like the set of symptoms are just vague. It could be anything.
They are.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, I mean, you might have the symptoms, but by and large, the symptoms could be just the common cold or the common flu. You know.
That's right. That's right.
So really, unless you're having some really over-the-top, you know, symptoms, you know, someone might not even, you know, consider testing you. There were some people here, I was just looking in the newspaper earlier today where, you know, they were complaining and they went to the hospital and they wanted to have the test done. But either the symptoms they had or the way they described the symptoms didn't rise to the level of getting tested by the hospital. So
right.
They ended up not being tested and then went home and then, you know, they died. So there's a, you know, a little stink about that going on here locally.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure there is. But, I mean, since nobody knows what the answer is right now, I mean, I just saw a headline where Cuomo's out there going, he's unsure if keeping everyone home was the best public health strategy to begin with, which,
He's all over the place, man.
Yeah.
First he's ignoring, you know, telling people to go home and stay home. He's like, hey, go out there and do whatever you want. And then, you know, he had a couple of deaths, and then he's sounding the alarms and, you know, he's cozying up to everybody asking for whatever resources he can get. And now you're telling me he's flip-flopping again, right?
Yeah, yeah. He can't make up his mind. Well, I mean, everybody was talking. You know, everybody was talking about how presidential he was looking, but that sort of throws a rock through that, right through that windshield. So,
well, anytime you flip flop twice, man, obviously you're not settled on what you want to do, and you're taking cues and orders from someone else. And I guess he was told to flip flop again. I'm guessing, because, you know, when you believe something and know something to yourself, I mean, through and through, you know, you tend not to deviate from that. But, he knows himself better than he does, man. You know, and that's the thing about elections. You get the people that you vote for, or you stay at home and don't vote for. So,
yep. Ask him how that's working out in Virginia.
Right. We're still suffering the consequences of the last election in Virginia, you know, where, you know, the anti-gunners got in there, and now they're trying to, you know, feed us a steady stream of gun control. And you know what? It's not surprising, you know, considering that they won the elections, but what is surprising is that they won. And I guess that's our fault because, you know, the pro-gun party, sometimes in some states like Virginia, we get very confident because we're like, okay, Virginia's very pro-gun. That means that I, as an individual, don't have to go vote. And then you have a ton of individuals who think like that. And next thing you know, somebody like Bloomberg throws in a ton of money, and then you end up losing because they were more motivated than we were.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, am I on my soapbox this morning?
Sure. But, I mean, that's what you do. That's the activist part of it. That's the activist
right.
part of it. That's what gets you all those TV appearances, being the activist.
Man, you have to go vote every single time. I don't care where you live. I mean, in California, you know, for sure. It, you know, some people think it's a lost cause. Nah, man, we still have to vote in California, you know. Illinois, we still have to vote in Illinois, man. Michigan, we still have to vote. Texas. You know what? We still have to vote in Texas. They almost, you know, took a key election in Texas not too long ago, man, with Beto. Beto yeah. put in a surprising performance, didn't he?
Well, he made a lot of noise. The percentage he won by or lost by was, I think it was more than 4% or 5%. But, I mean, when you've got the media behind you, and you still lose, that's bad. That means you're a really bad candidate. I mean, ask Hillary Clinton how that one worked out. Hang on for me. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Rick Ector. We don't even know what we're doing on Planet Rick just yet, so we'll figure that out when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. talking to Rick Ector as we are here on Planet Rick. So, is there anything in particular you'd like to speak about tonight, sir, in the realm of training or anything?
Yeah, you know, I'm still, you know, focused on, you know, where everyone's attention is right now. But the only difference between the last appearance and what I want to do today is that today I want to present some actionable tasks or things that we all should be doing if we're not already doing it. So think of it as, you know, my integrity check on making sure that we're doing things that we should be doing, you know, considering the state of affairs that we find ourselves in, you know, with regards to preparedness, I believe is the that we're looking for, right?
Okay.
I mean, and so the thing that jumps out automatically is these are the things that whenever any type of really, you know, any type of catastrophe really presents itself, you know, these are the things that we want everyone to be engaged in. I call it best practices. But with regards to this hygiene, you know, with regards to this outbreak, this virus that we're having, good hygiene is obviously a very important consideration. You know, make sure that you're constantly cleaning your hands, you know, your hands, and making sure that you're not touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. You're just like constantly cleaning your hands, like Lady Macbeth in one of those Shakespeare classics from centuries ago.
Right.
Social distancing, right? That's another big one, right? You know, if you out, you know, and you just happen to be out and you're not under any type of order, you were telling me earlier in the last segment, you guys aren't under any type of order to stay in. So when you're out and about and you're shopping or congregating in some type of, you know, area, you're social distancing. You know what social distancing means, right?
6 feet.
6 feet and away, and, you know, heaven forbid someone has to sneeze or cough, you know, turn your head, step away, and all that type of thing, you know.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the people that we're most concerned about, man, are the high-risk folks, and that would be, you know, the older people and people who obviously have some type of pre-existing condition. You know, we want to make sure that we do all that we can to make sure, you know, that they are safe. And so once I've covered that, then that takes me to two logical areas that need to be addressed. I mean,
sure.
One is like a laundry list of things that you should probably have on hand. And of course, the next category aside from that would be guns, right? Anytime you're in a period of time in which there is a lot of uncertainty or potential unrest, there's the issue of guns. As a matter of fact, I was interviewed, you know, just a couple of days ago by a guy from Finland, believe it or not. He called me out of the blue, and he's working on a story, you know, those interesting Americans. He'll probably have some interesting title about it. But he was asking me about this fascination with guns and what's driving the interest right now. And I said, it's quite simple. It's very basic. There is a potential threat to our safety. When we're talking about a virus, no, we're not equating a virus to a two-legged thug, but the fact that this virus can create a certain dynamic on the ground and individuals can decide to use it as a pretext to go out into their communities and commit a bunch of heinous crimes against their fellow men. So concerns about crime is what's going to drive law-abiding citizens who have not already bought a gun to buy one. And let me tell you, man, I've been fielding a ridiculous number of phone calls from would-be first-time callers who are now finally motivated right when we have, you know, this virus so-called pandemic being unleashed in our community. Now they've finally been motivated to get off of the pot and to actually take action. And, you know, it's really...
You know, they're releasing a lot. Some of these places are releasing prisoners from prison.
They are. And yeah. There are some places here in Metro Detroit that are, you know, and the concern is that, well, we're going to let them out because we're concerned about their safety in prison. And then they're telling us, well, you know what, we've looked at their backgrounds and they may have stolen something, but they haven't killed anybody or what we feel threatened their safety. So rather than be responsible for them, we're going to let them out into the community.
Hmm.
So, you know, I have, you know, mixed feelings about that. I mean, I can understand you not wanting them to catch the virus behind bars, but hey, they're behind bars for a reason, man.
Yeah.
They broke the law. And their character is in question right now. Just because we have a virus circulating in our community doesn't mean that necessarily these are the type of people we want circulating in our, you know, our neighborhood.
So this cat from Finland, though, he obviously was anti-gun because it's a fascination with guns, right? Which Finland has plenty of guns in it.
Well, they according to the gentleman who was doing the interview, yeah, apparently they have a lot of guns there. They embrace gun ownership, but typically when when someone reaches out to me from another country, you know, generally they like to look at us Americans as, I guess, the stereotype cowboy. You know, we have guns and we have no lack of pretext to use them. We're always like the stereotypical cowboys that they like to portray us as.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah. Did you correct him on that part of it, or was that
Absolutely.
Even worth doing? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to. I mean, because sometimes they're operating in a sphere of ignorance, man. And, you know, we know what the culture is. I mean, we definitely live it. But then we have to explain it to the anti-gunners that actually are in our community, too. So that whole gun piece was part of it, man, you know.
Right.
And also, we're talking about, you know, the obvious increase in demand for guns and the increase in demand for training.
Hang on right there. We'll cover that in just a minute. I was too busy listening again. We'll be right back talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a letter to the nation's governors, President Trump says his administration is working on revised travel guidelines for the growing coronavirus crisis. The president says the guidelines include classifying counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk. The president says the guidelines will help state governments make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing standards. The president says treatments for the coronavirus are continuing to be worked on.
The National Institute of Health and the private sector, working closely with the FDA, continue to collaborate to discover and test treatments and therapies that can effectively reduce the duration and symptoms of the virus and help people to recover.
Congress is continuing to review a massive stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Rick Ector as we stroll around on the surface of planet Rick, which I get to, but he doesn't get to because he's on lockdown. So unfair. So unfair.
Right, right. So here's where I want to involve you into the conversation. Right?
Oh, okay, so, okay.
So what I'm going to ask you for, let's say, 10 is always a good number. I don't want 10 to be intimidating, but I want you to tell me, from a disaster preparedness standpoint, whether it's the coronavirus or whether it's the next virus that hits, what is it that we should have already purchased, staged, or set aside at home for the next, either for the current thing or the next thing, what do we need to make it through to survive?
Well, the first thing is that everybody should be looking for food other than food that you would get at the grocery store. Right now, grocery stores are open, although there have been shortages of grocery stores. And, I mean, you can go find the military MREs for as low as $40 a case. That's 12 meals per case. Not right now, you can't. Right now, you would probably be paying $400.
Are those pretty tasty, or are they just to keep you, you know, alive? I mean,
there's a lot that, well, you know, it's not, if I'm going to grill a steak or offer you an MRE, you're not going to be sitting around going, well, I'll go ahead and take that MRE because I don't want that ribeye.
It's basically to sustain you and not,
well, it's it's to give you carbohydrate, and it's to give you protein, but it's really to give you carbohydrate. And I mean, they have the modern MRE comes with little chemical packets that will you add water to, and then they start to heat it, so you're having hot food. And they come with their own little packet of toilet paper, so you actually get a
toilet paper. Okay, bingo. So we got toilet paper. Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you got depending on the size of your family, I have four people in the house, or three people in the house, mm-hmm. and I've got four cases of MRE. So that's 48 divided by three. For 12 days, we could have three meals a day.
Okay. For each and then person,
MRE
meals per day. Okay.
Right. And you don't really need three MREs. You'd be quite happy with two because they're freeze-dried, and after, even though you reconstitute them, they still expand when they get in your stomach, too. So that also helps. You want some sort of alternative food source. That's item number one. Item number two, you want all your medication. You want to try to get as much of your medication ahead of time as you can.
That is true. I ran out a few days ago to get my medicine. Yeah. It's very important.
So you want all of your medication. Luckily, I live close. So in the event that something bad were to happen and, you also want to consider keeping the tank of your car topped off.
Yeah, gas prices are pretty cheap here in Metro Detroit. Are they cheap out there?
They're cheap everywhere.
Okay.
They're cheap everywhere because nobody's going anywhere. So, there's a glut of gas now. So, just having a couple things like I have asthma. So instead of having one rescue inhaler, I have four.
Okay.
If it comes down to it. Then that's item number two. Item number three. Have an alternative form of communications.
Okay. Alternative form of communication. Okay, now that can exist in several different forms, right?
Right.
Which form of communication are you thinking about?
I do not advocate the little ham radios.
Okay.
Because operating a ham radio, if you haven't gone through all the training and everything, I don't know what the learning curve is like on that. And I'm a communications. That was my specialty in the military. So for me, I just got two-way radios. I've got four of those.
Okay.
And if something were to go down, I have one, and I have it set up to where it would actually fit on a vest if it comes to it. And if with a headset, and you can buy them relatively, they're not very expensive. Of course, they do come from China.
Okay, this is for communication with people outside of your household.
No, this is for communications. This is for communications inside my household.
Okay.
I'm not, if I can still communicate outside the household, it's not really a calamity just yet. But if that does go down, then I got to be looking at something else. So I guess that'd be item number three. Then there's guns and ammo.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy your guns. You don't need to buy your guns and ammo when this starts. Because right now, all of you new gun buyers and people buying ammo, you're buying jacked up prices. You're probably having to settle. You're going in there. You don't know. You haven't had time to do research because everybody's sort of reacting.
You're buying what's available.
Yeah.
You're buying the unpopular gun at jacked up exorbitant prices. Yeah.
Yep.
You're not making a good gun buying decision, but you know what? You do have a gun.
Yes. And you need to have a gun for everybody in the house.
Okay.
And my recommendation would be to have a common caliber. Like if you have a 9mm handgun, everybody in the house should have a 9mm handgun. And then you want bullets. You need the bullets to go with it.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're going to expand upon that, then the next thing I would look at would be some sort of AR platform, although I'm convinced the most if you're only going to have one gun, AR-15 pistol configuration.
Okay.
So, get the ammo. I mean, not too long ago, Rick and I were constantly, I'd call Rick and I'd be like, do you believe there's a Trump slump? And he'd be like, yeah, that's what everybody says. There's a Trump slump. Nobody's buying no guns or nothing.
Well, you know what? That is definitely not the case now, man. We are buying guns and ammo off left and right now.
Yeah, so all of those guns that all these guys bought in anticipation of Hillary, well, now they finally get to sell them. That's good. That's good for them. I'm glad they do. But that's the other thing. Where you are, like if you're in California and you are already a gun owner, you're good to go. But if you're in California and you're not a gun owner, it's not like they told you. You can't buy a gun on the internet and have it delivered to your house.
Well, that's what the anti-gunners say every political season.
Yeah. So,
now,
I mean,
here's the thing, man. This, if you're already a Second Amendment type person, already you're already a gun owner. You know, this is really geared towards the person who has been like sort of thrust upon gun ownership, and they're really looking at the landscape and they're going, man, if society even temporarily goes south, I might be a crime victim. I need to protect my family. What else do I need to make sure that we're safe, you know, just in case?
Well, I mean, the gun. Well, you know what? We're coming up on the next break, so we'll finish this on the other side. I think we're only up on 4 right now, so I'll have to accelerate that curve when we get back. How do they find you?
They can find me all over the internet if they look for my name, Rick, R-I-C-K, Ector, E-C-T-O-R. I can be found on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, social media, I'm there. Just Google me.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, we're going down the list and everything. We came up with, we're to the guns and ammo, and I'll just finish with the guns and ammo part, Rick, of get what you can get today. Don't get rid of it after this is over with.
Right.
Don't go out there and shoot all of the ammunition you may be able to find, because we don't know when you're going to be able to find some more. And,
true.
Yeah, so, I mean, get your weapon, try to familiarize yourself, watch a bunch of YouTube videos on how to run it, on how to go through the manual of arms, and do that dry. Do that dry.
Okay.
That's about the only thing you can do right now. I'm sure there's lots of ranges, but, I mean, over the last month, I've bought 2,000 rounds of 9mm, right? And I haven't paid right at $400 for the 2,000 rounds. And I saw
that's
a box.
Good, man.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Here, locally in Metro Detroit, they won't even sell you ammo unless you're buying a gun, man. And they don't have too many guns to sell.
Yeah. Well, I went to one place where I do a bit of business from time to time, and they had 1,000 rounds of 9mm ammo, the 115 grain. It's by a company called PMC. It's nothing special. 1,000 rounds, $539.
Oh, that's a little pricey, isn't it?
At $539, it better be floating and shooting at the...
They're almost as bad as cheaper than dirt from what I've been hearing. Oh, they're not a sponsor, are they?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
A lot of people grousing about those guys online, man.
Yeah, they've sort of... But, I mean, a lot of people are jacking up prices. I know some local people that are not jacking up prices, and their prices... Now what it would be, what it was before, and that's, and I know they still got some, so if I run out, I could go get some more if I have to. But that's all beside the point.
Okay, right quick, what else do you have for me on this disaster preparedness list?
You need to be thinking about, you need to have some things on hand in case you had to leave. Because...
Bug out kit, you're saying. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that, man, as I was putting together my own personal list, and I'm thinking, where in the world would I go? Do you have a place to go?
Not really. But, I mean, wherever you go, you're going to want to go where there's a water source, but you don't want to carry water with you because you need a gallon a day per person. So what you want is a purification method and a capture method. So that doesn't weigh that much. With me, you know, I have three people living here in the house, so I have to have enough of everything to carry. And then I've got to carry enough ammunition on me and everything else. Bugging out is a really bad idea.
You know, I was thinking that, and I'm just thinking I'll just have to tough it out here, man. You know, I get it. I'm in the urban, you know, city, you know, and things probably will get worst case scenario over a protracted period of time could get really ugly, but I don't think it'll get there.
Yeah. The other thing.
So what else do we need, Bill?
On hand, you definitely need to have first aid, trauma kits.
Yes.
You need trauma
kits.
A trauma kit works if there's a traffic accident. The same kit that you would use to treat a gun wound can treat a traffic accident injury.
Uh-huh.
So you need multiple trauma kits, which, you know, they range in price from very, very inexpensive to sky's the limit. You can get whichever one you want. And you need to learn a little bit about how to use a trauma kit. That too. So it comes down to with that. So I think that's 5, 6. We're at 6 now. And you were saying 10 things. You need to know who's around you, which is not a thing to have, but it's a preparation to make. Do you know your neighbors?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what they have? How do they feel about guns? How do they feel about, are they just, do they just exist? Plus, you're going to have to know this simply because while you're sitting around and you're enjoying your peanut butter and crackers with your MREs, if it gets really bad, if they get wind that you have, that comes in every MRE. Once they see the refuse from that and they're like, oh, this guy's got food and they want to come, well, you know, they may want to come and liberate you of your provisions.
And peanut butter.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, just some things I want to throw in. I know we're coming up on that final break, man.
Right.
But, gloves, whether they're the rubber protective gloves, bleach comes in handy. First aid kit, radio, whether we're talking about battery operated, solar operated. Duct tape, man, I'm telling you, always.
Yeah, duct tape.
Handy.
Duct tape is a, oh,
cash. Yeah. Cash is always king unless our monetary system just collapses and the dollar is worthless. Cash and its equivalent for barter always comes in handy.
You know what I'm going to get? You want to know what I'm going to get for barter?
Light bulbs, fuses, toolbox, batteries, flashlights, and I'm not sure if we said extra water just in case the water system goes down. Need to have some water, a gallon per day per person, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to buy maybe 6 or 7 bottles of liquor that I don't drink and maybe 6 or 7 cartons of cigarettes, and those are going to be my barter items.
You know, it's curious that you mentioned that, man, because right now I am on another quit smoking attempt. I'm on day 2, right?
Okay.
And I am smoke free for 2 days, and I don't have anything on hand. And with the stay-at-home order, you know what? I might be forced to stay here for a few days.
Hey, listen, the way I quit cigarettes was having a heart attack and being unconscious for 4 days. That force.
You know, I'm not that eager to quit, but I'm going to quit, man. I'm here in the house under a stay at home order, I actually have a pack that I haven't opened, but you know, I think it's better to have the pack unopened that you said no to than to run out and say, okay, the only reason I'm quitting is because I ran out. So it's mind over matter, man. I'm going to make it happen this time.
No, it's remarkable. I don't miss it. I haven't smoked a cigarette since January the 12th at about 6 p.m. 2015.
Okay.
That's when I had. That's the night I had the heart attack. That was my last cigarette. I was worried. This is the way it works. I was worried I was having a heart attack, so I went outside to have a cigarette to deal with the stress.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a next time because you're going to be in great physical shape. You're still working out, right?
Well, I was before they closed my gym.
Okay.
Yeah, but well, I will I be back on it at some point. But, I mean, before we run out, we got a minute, so go through your list real quick. Go.
I am Rick Ector. I can be reached at Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, legally armed in Detroit.com. You can find me at Detroit CCW on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Love to talk to you about disaster preparedness, first aid, personal protection, and self-defense.
I think I got it, man. You did, and you got plenty of enough time for me to say, are you going to, like, expand some of your classes now that you're looking at this and you have to consider all these things? I'm sure you considered them before, but
the thing that I like about it is because we're going to have to go through this scenario, and it's everyone is going to have their own story of what they did or what they had to undergo, and it might actually create a market for it. So I'm looking to at least try it.
I think you should, especially there. I mean, you've got the people, you've got the circumstances. It would be a good one in a metro area. It's definitely a specialty skill set, without a doubt. Thank you very much for joining me. I wish you the best of health in the lockdown. I hope you don't go stir crazy.
I think I'll be fine, man. Look forward to seeing you next weekend. Lock and load with Bill Frey, Planet Rick.
There you go. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next, it's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.